Wow, Zadie, that was an unbelievable story of Naisaba Oilem Chaveroi. That reminded me similarly of what my friends and I did today in school for Zevi when we stopped playing the game. You know, sometimes someone's in trouble or someone's hurt and other people right near him are still going by their regular lives and doing their regular things. But really, they should stop and maybe cut down on some of their pleasures for that time and because other people are going through such tsar. And that was an unbelievable lesson from Rabbi Akiva Eger's story with the chasana and the whole story. The whole story was excellent, but the lesson was unbelievable.
Of course, Elizev, lesson was unbelievable. And just like by you, Rabbi Akiva Eger did the same thing. He was noisiba olim chavayroi, which means he felt the pain of other yidden. And when he saw that the wagon driver's socks were all wet and muddy and icy, he felt as if it was his socks that were wet, muddy and icy and very uncomfortable. And therefore, since he felt the pain of his other, of another yid like his own pain, he was able so simply to take off his own socks, of course, without telling him it was his own, and giving it to the wagon driver. That is a perfect example of noisiba oil im chaveroi. So, I want you, Ellie, and all your friends to keep up the good work and always to be noisiba oil im chaveroi. If somebody in your class is in trouble, or had to have a operation or something like that, you should feel his pain and cry with him. And when someone has a good thing, you should laugh with him. You should always be involved with other people and feel their pain as if it was your own. And then we will reach the madrega of really being noisiba oil im chaveroi.
Thank you, Zadie, so much for the story. I'm going to head home now.
No problem. I'm just going to stay here and continue enjoying the nice weather that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It was beautiful weather. It's not snowing. It's not raining. It's beautiful and nice. And by the way, even when it snows and rains, it's beautiful because that's what Hashem did and is our purpose for everything. But the main thing of today's story was Noisiba oil im chaveroi, to feel another yid's pain. And I think the way to do that is if you have a ahava to every yid and you try to make their pain like your pain.